Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
So, Kerr, I'm curious.
What, Jen?
What do you think it is that gets in the way of people actually setting boundaries?
Fear. What are they going to lose? You know, it's, but that's it, right? What are they going to lose and what are they afraid of? Or what are they afraid of losing? Because I really feel like that's a big part of it.
Yeah, it's interesting because, in fact, do this, you guys. So as you're listening to this, pull out a piece of paper and a pen if you're in a position to do that. And write down one boundary that you know you should set. It's on your mind, you haven't done it, but you know it would improve the quality of a relationship, your own energy or something. So a boundary that you're like, I should probably deal with this. All right. So you're writing that down. So that's the one thing you're like, I probably should set a boundary, but I haven't done it yet. The next thing we want you to write down is, what is the reason you haven't set the boundary? So jot that down. What's prevented you from actually establishing that boundary? All right, we're assuming you're a fast writer. The key thing here is that when you read that, it's usually about where you perhaps are MSUing about what's going to happen, right? So you make shit up. So some of the things that might happen might be they might get mad at you, or you don't want to make them uncomfortable, or if I don't do this, who will? So it's all the what ifs, the different types of stories that come into play that we think may or may not happen if we actually take a stand with this boundary.
And that's a big part of it, right? The big MSU thing, because it's what's the story that you're creating versus what's really real at this point.
So I think it's when that is what prevents people from setting the boundaries. They think that it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be hard. It's people are going to have a negative reaction to it. It might damage a relationship. And some of those may be true. I mean, those may be the outcome. But it's is your uncomfortableness with why you even want to set a boundary so high that you are exasperated, irritated, resentful, that you're willing to risk it, that's where the courage actually comes in. Because in theory, setting a boundary is to make a relationship more cohesive or better in some way, not necessarily closer, not even more intimate, but just at a more functional level. That's a strong word, but that's the word that came out of my mouth. But more at a level of being able to sometimes just tolerate being around each other and not then thinking about it for the next 3 days. It's important to be able to say, do I want to go through that? And yes, some people may get upset and some people may thank you. At the end of the day, though, it's about who you are, where's your energy, where do you give your power away? And what kinds of boundaries do you want to set to be able to have a healthy relationship with yourself?
You know, Jen, I think, though, too, it's about picking your heart right at that point. Because what you just said, right, it's hard to establish a boundary, right? It's hard to have the conversation about the boundary. You know, it's hard when you think about the fact that something might change. But it's also hard to not do it because you're wasting all that mental energy on actually thinking about it so much. So it's hard to do it. But then how many times do you not do something and you don't do it and you don't do it and you don't do it and then finally you do it and you're like, well, that wasn't so bad. So it's the energy that you expend prior to that gets exhausting. So it's just like, all right, let's just freaking do it already.
Yeah, boundaries come in many different ways. It could be somebody maybe they call you all the time for free advice and you're ready to set a boundary that people normally pay you for that. Or it could be that you give away a lot of your time and talent in certain areas. It could be that you always say yes and then end up resenting the other person for even asking. There's so many different ways that boundaries come in. It could be topics that cause friction and uncomfortableness for everybody involved. It could be the way people behave or interact or deal with each other that makes you not even want to show up for Thanksgiving. It could be something that where you don't, you feel your safety is compromised. But it's about being able to understand clearly what is it that I'm trying to have be different, and how do I communicate that in a way that at the end of the day, I feel so strongly about this issue that I'm willing to walk away from the dynamic as it currently is.
Yeah, it's at risk. Totally about that risk.
Totally. What do they say? Risk and rewards are dance partners. That's not it.
That's not it. No. I don't know what that is. Risk is the reward of something. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to look that one up, but it's brilliant. So stay tuned. Keep listening to our podcast, and maybe sometime in the next 365 episodes, we'll reveal what that is.
Bye, guys.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.